This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news, the headlines first. Ruling parties discuss government's policies and programs for upcoming fiscal year. Health Minister directs all public hospitals to disclose doctors' full details in patient reports to ensure accountability and transparency. High-level coordination committee to be formed for swift resolution of project hurdles and enhanced interagency coordination. And U.S. President Donald Trump marks 100th day of second term, vows to deliver profound change. Now the news in detail. Ruling political parties have held a meeting to prepare the government's policies and programs for the upcoming fiscal year. According to the Prime Minister's Secretariat, the meeting held at the Prime Minister's official residence in Balwatar this afternoon focused on finalizing the government's policies and programs to be included in the new fiscal year. The meeting of the ruling parties stressed the need for bringing policies and programs to revitalize the country's economy and instill hope in the people. President Ramchandra Podwal is scheduled to present the government's policies and programs before a joint session of both houses of the federal parliament this Friday. The Ministry of Health and Population has directed all public healthcare facilities to fully disclose the identification details of doctors and health workers involved in patient care. In a circular issued today, Health Minister Pradeep Podwal instructed all public healthcare facilities across the country to include the full name, medical specialization, Nepal Medical Council registration number, and signature of attending doctors in patient's report card. The directive also requires clear documentation of any recommendations for radiology, lab tests, and diagnostic procedures. Ministry spokesperson Dr. Prakash Budhathoki said the move aims to enhance accountability, prevent unnecessary referrals for tests available in-house, and improve treatment continuity. He noted that incomplete documentation has been a major challenge in accurate diagnosis and patient care. This measure is part of the Minister's broader effort to reform public health care and ensure portable, accessible, and transparent services for all. The Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers has taken a proactive step to address the challenges facing national priority road projects. A high-level meeting was held yesterday at Simhadurbar with the participation of secretaries from concerned ministries and economic advisor to the Prime Minister, Dr. Yuvaraj Khatiwada. The meeting featured a detailed presentation based on on-site monitoring reports of several national priority road projects currently under construction. The high-level meeting instructed all local levels to ensure easy and timely access to locally sourced construction materials for nationally significant projects. The Ministry of Forest and Environment has also been advised to initiate a review progress regarding the preparation and approval of environmental impact assessments for major projects to streamline coordination and swiftly resolve any obstruction in project implementation. A recommendation was made to form an empowered high-level coordination committee under the Prime Minister's office. Prime Minister Kipi Sharma Oli has announced that iHealth will be integrated into the National Health Insurance Program. Speaking at the inauguration of the International Conference In Sight of Life 2030 in Kathmandu today, Prime Minister Oli reaffirmed Nepal's commitment to the Sustainable Development Goals and emphasized the inclusion of eye care in primary health services, especially for those at risk of vision loss. The Prime Minister also shared that Nepal aims to increase effective cataract surgery coverage from 35% to 75% by 2030, as outlined in the Health Sector Strategic Plan. He stressed the need for global cooperation to meet the target. Education Minister Raghuji Panda has said that talks with the Teachers Federation are progressing positively and are expected to conclude soon. Speaking to media after last night's meeting at the ministry, Minister Panda stated that both sides are approaching the discussions constructively. The meeting, which lasted from 8 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. last night, also included Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Podel and Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak. The teachers' delegation was led by Federation President Lakshmi Kishore Subedi. The talks are being held today as well, following earlier progress. Teachers' unions have been protesting since April 2nd, with various demands disrupting teaching and learning in community schools nationwide since the start of the academic session. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. U.S. President Donald Trump has celebrated the 100th day of his second term in office with a campaign-style speech touting his achievements and targeting political foes. According to the BBC, hailing what he called a revolution of common sense, leader Trump told a crowd of supporters in Michigan that he was using his presidency to deliver profound change. The Republican mocked his democratic predecessor, Joe Biden, and aimed fresh criticism at the U.S. Federal Reserve's chairman, while dismissing polls that show his own popularity slipping. Speaking at the Hub of America's automotive industry, Trump said car firms were lining up to open new manufacturing plants in the Midwestern state. Meanwhile, U.S. President Trump has called Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney to congratulate him on his victory in the country's general election, and the two have agreed to meet in the near future. The two countries were expected to enter talks about a new economic and security relationship after Monday's vote. South Korean lawmakers citing intelligence officials have claimed that about 600 North Korean soldiers have been killed in fighting in Russia's war in Ukraine. According to Al Jazeera, speaking after a closed-door briefing by the National Intelligence Service on Wednesday, lawmakers Lee Seung-kwang and Kim Byung-ki told reporters that an estimated 4,700 North Korean had been killed or injured so far in the war. Lee and Kim, who co-chair the legislature's intelligence committee, made the commitments 2 days after Pyongyang confirmed for the first time that it had sent troops to Russia to support Moscow's war. In a report by the official Korean Central News Agency on Monday, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un was quoted as saying he had ordered the deployment of troops to defeat and wipe out the Ukrainian neo-Nazi occupiers and liberate the Kursk area in cooperation with the Russian armed forces. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of the country and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places in the hilly regions of the country and at one or two places of the rest of the country. There are also chances of light snowfall and rainfall at a few places of the high mountainous region of Koshi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Karnali provinces and at one or two places of high mountainous region of the rest of the country. There are also possibilities of wind gusts at a few areas of the Terai region of Lumbini province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Ruling parties discuss government's policies and programs for upcoming fiscal year. Health Ministry directs all public hospitals to disclose doctors' full details in patient reports to ensure accountability and transparency. High-level coordination committee to be formed for swift resolution of project hurdles and enhanced interagency coordination. And U.S. President Donald Trump marks 100th day of second term, vows to deliver performance. profound change. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.